Yeah, just turn the little screw, the other one, and you can slide it back to you there, Carl. As you can tell, we're starting radio fishing. Yeah, there you go. See how that microphone stand works? Just like what every guy always wanted. little button just to make it longer. Okay, anyway, we're here, Fish and Frank. Yep, we're starting radio fishing on a great note. It's Monday morning. Actually, it's fairly late. It's almost 8 o'clock in the morning. Not like we're getting a real early start today. Carl, man, buddy, you're looking a little rough today. Hey,
yep.
I got to tell you, it looks like you've had a hard time somewhere. Like, what happened? You know, usually you're, I'm not going to say perky, but, you know, this morning you're looking a little beat up. Were we on the water yesterday?
Yeah, we had a rough day yesterday. I'm not sure if a lot of it has to do with not having a trolling motor right now. My trolling motor's down. But, I mean, we caught a lot of snook, a lot of jacks, ladyfish, but we seen a lot of redfish yesterday, and we just could not get them to eat.
Now, I am talking to one of the other captains, and I got to tell you, that's not that uncommon right now. It seems like the gods will conspire against one boat and give them to another boat and kind of flops back and forth. There's no telling what goes on with these fish. And I mean, you know, I've seen people, they come back and go, well, that captain wasn't any good because, you know, we only caught this and I was out when another guy caught that. I said, you go back out with the other guy. And when I was doing charters, I'd take, luckily I had a guy from England and his buddy out one time, and we caught every big snook you could ever dream of. And I mean, as fast as we could throw the lines in, we were on big fish. And I had them out another time, and their big joke was, I'm looking all over for fish. We're out like 4 hours. We haven't seen a fish yet. And, you know, they're going along, and they're in the back of the boat. And, I mean, I had taken them out on several trips, and I'm just having a bad day. I mean, I'm really, like, guys, what the heck are you doing? He said, here, take our picture. And they're standing in the back of the boat, and they've rigged, like, 8 or 10 little white bait on a piece of string. And they're each one's holding the end of it, and that was their picture of their day with Fish and Frank, you know.
All these three, white bait.
Yeah, these 3 and 4 inch fish stuck on a stringer. So, you know, it happens to all of us, but you still sound like you had a pretty good day.
I mean, we did. We caught fish. It's just, I mean, we were on redfish all day long, and then we got one to the boat. He wasn't none special. He was like 23, 24 inches. I missed two. My buddy missed two. I mean, but we were just on redfish all day.
Morning, Barb. Sorry, the door was closed. The door was closed.
Morning.
we're killing Barb.
Oh my God.
I mean, we
lock yourself in the office, Barb.
I am.
Goodbye.
Yeah. We didn't know you were coming. Close the door, Barb, before it gets in.
Let me lock you in.
All right.
Like, we were on the east side, couldn't get them to eat. We went all the way.
Wait a minute, back up. Okay, you go on the east side, and you get there. What happened when you got there? I mean, go back behind the islands, or you get out in the front? What's going on?
I started out on the front side of the islands, the very outside first, because I was driving down, and there's a section of mangroves that I've been catching a lot of fish on. Well, I seen that they were there while I was driving by, so I slowed down, I stopped, put it up there, shut down, and I'm talking about we threw shrimp, we threw cut ladyfish, we threw crab, we threw cut mullet, threw cut pinfish, lures, everything you could think of I had on the boat, couldn't get them to eat, so then we left. I went all the way down.
No, where'd you go immediately from there, and did you catch anything in that spot?
No, nothing at all.
Didn't get anything. Okay. Then where'd you go?
Then we ran down Burnstour. We head down to Mat Lachey. We were fished to Two Pines after that.
Okay.
Caught a lot of snook, jacks there. Could not get the redfish there to eat.
But still, what'd you get the snook and the jacks on?
We got the snook on a Rockport rattler with Little John.
Okay, so you started throwing artificials. How were you using them?
Working them pretty fast because we seen the jacks and we seen the snooks, so instead of working it slow on the bottom for like I would redfish, you know, jack and snook, they're more aggressive, so they're going to hit something that's moving a little bit faster. It's going to entice them a little bit more.
You know, you can jump in with any questions you have whenever you feel like it. Okay, yeah, just, you know.
It was a pink Rockport Rattler with a red and gold glitter Little John. The extra
that
large
watermelon
one.
Red.
Yeah, I like the bigger ones because I seem to get more action out of the plastic because it's a little bit longer.
Right. So here you've got, you know, jacks and snook in front of you, and you take a Rockport Rattler with a Little John tail on it, and you're working it pretty close, trying to stay just above the grass.
Actually, there was no grass where I was at in Two Pines.
So were you letting it hit the bottom, or were you just bouncing it through the water?
Just straight bouncing it, working it. Kind of like you were like almost like a topwater lure.
So you were twitching it. Yep. You weren't jigging it.
Nope, we were just twitching
it. You were using
a
side-to-side motion with the rod instead of an up and down.
Yes.
And how was the bite on them?
The bite on them were fine. At the same time, we were looking at redfish, and we were out trying to catch redfish all day, and it just wasn't meant to be, I guess.
Yeah, it's just funny. Now, I remember, and it wasn't that long ago, when nobody fished for redfish. I mean, they weren't even considered a fish to look for. You were out looking for snook, trout, cobia. I've got hundreds or thousands of old pictures from the, you know, 80s and 90s and early 2000s. And, you know, and there's only a couple pictures of redfish on the whole bunch. And nowadays, man, that's become like the iconic fish.
No, it's one of the hardest fish.
That's the largemouth bass of the saltwater industry.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, really it is. I mean, they started commercializing it through the food industry, but then they started really commercializing it through the fishing industry with tournaments because, I mean, one, the proximity of the location of them, you can catch them from Texas all the way up to Rhode Island.
Right.
You know, but
Texas,
also
Louisiana,
all they are
Florida,
is the,
if you're on the Gulf Coast
a,
or the Atlantic.
Bass. I mean, you catch them the same way as you catch bass. Very, very similar. So I think that's why they've become such a popular fish. Prior to that, they were just a carp.
Yeah, saltwater carp. Nobody wanted them. And then they found out how good they were to eat. It's the same thing as, you know, you've got all these people throwing away snook, and some dumb Yankee comes down and fillets one. He goes, gee, this is really good. That falls along with, I mean, it had to be somebody from out of the area, because if you lived down here in, you know, prior to the 1940s, you threw snook away, used them for cat food. You didn't keep those fish because they weren't edible. And then somebody from out of the area comes in. And I always tell people, when you're coming down to Florida, you know, bring the rigs you know how to use, bring the lures you know how to use, fish the way you know how to fish first. Because if it wasn't for that, no one would ever eat a redfish. No one would ever eaten a snook. I mean,
nobody would be catching the pompano.
Yeah, the pompano, all the rest of the stuff.
Not in the numbers, anyway.
You know, there is, yeah, the number one pompano lure in the world is a walleye jig. And it's, well, you never know if you're going to bring to Florida one of the best fishing techniques anybody's ever seen, or if it's not going to work, and then we'll help you, you know, learn the ways of the locals. But the number one thing is, try what you already know. Do what you're good at. Fish the way you know how to fish. Just remember, you got to add some leader, because these fish are aggressive. They'll chew through a leader, wear through a line really quick. And they're a little finicky, so we use that fluorocarbon leader on the end of it to, you know, add that. Put that 25-pound fluorocarbon on the end just to give you some time to land the fish and break up the image between braided line, because no matter what color braided you use, fish see it. Now, sometimes I think it's a good idea to use a color that really upsets the fish, or maybe they don't mind, or I have no idea. But it still falls back to, if you're playing with a cat and you've got a mouse tied on a string, a toy mouse, chases the mouse, not the string. You know? So, I guess it all works. But anyway, You're catching jacks. Now, those jacks, there's nothing more fun to catch in the world than jacks.
They were fun. I mean, they weren't the big ones. They were, 10, 12, 15 inches.
Right.
Biggest was 15. They were fun.
Bend the rod good.
Yeah. I mean, we left.
You just sound so excited about
it. You're just beating yourself
up.
I mean, you think about it.
Like, you don't understand.
Think about how lucky we are with the diverse species that we have to chase here. And unfortunately, your prize species that you kind of have specialized yourself with and are very, very good at it, the first time or second time it doesn't work out for you, you get frustrated, but you still bent a rod and caught a lot of other fish.
Yeah, I mean, we left two ponds. We went to Turtle Bay. Fished all up in Turtle Bay, same thing. Snook, jacks.
Where'd you leave out of?
Two ponds.
No, where'd you leave originally
ponds.
From? Okay, from ponds. Okay, that's 12, 15. You've gone about 25 miles, 28 miles so far in this quest for the redfish.
Oh, yeah.
So
we everywhere we went, we seen them.
So anyway, so you get up and you get into Bull Turtle Bay. Were you fishing outside or inside?
Inside. Wait, in the back.
Okay, so you get in the back. How were you rigged up?
Pink Rockport Rattler on one rod, Freeline on the other rod. And we had a couple Little Johns tied up on a couple of other rods. But we had shrimp on most of them. We had cut bait on the rest of them.
And so what ended up happening? What was the story on that?
The redfish didn't like me yesterday.
Didn't like you? Did the snook like you?
Yeah, they did. I mean, after we were in Turtle Bay, then we came out, fished the west wall, and I ran into two of my buddies, and I was like, you know, you guys want to follow me? I know where there's some fish at. So I'm in the middle. One buddy's on the other side of me, and my other buddy's on the other side of me. Well, we get one to bite, and we pull the hook on it. And then my buddy on the next boat starts catching. And he ended up catching like four, and we're sitting there looking at him. Yep. Got pissed off there, left, came back to the east side, fished up and down the east wall again, all up by Alligator Creek. Could not get one.
There's just certain days where that lucky horseshoe just doesn't work.
Oh, it was nothing.
What I like about it is I'm sitting here looking at a guy who's caught jacks and snook, and did you catch any other species of fish?
A flounder. We caught one flounder. That's it.
Any trout?
No.
So, jacks and snook were the events of the day, and a redfish.
One redfish, one flounder.
Yeah. So, anybody else would have been, man, it's a pretty good day. You look like you've been beat with a stick, like somebody just took your Barbie doll. Did someone steal the dress off your Barbie?
It's just so frustrating. Like, I'd rather go out and not see fish all day, you know, and not catch nothing than see, you know, a couple hundred redfish in a day and not catch, you know, only catch one.
So, but the good thing is, now that happened to you a while back, and then you re-rigged with an entirely new rig and were able to catch them.
Yep.
Sometimes it's a great way to learn, you know, a new technique or try something different. And because you went to the casting bubbles, the clear casting bubbles with the bait on it, and actually did real good with that, trying to figure out why these fish wouldn't bite. And that sometimes is key to, I mean, to me, that's the exciting part about all this. We've never used the water-fillable casting water-fillable ones on redfish before. And so, to me, that was pretty exciting.
Yeah. You got to try new stuff.
Yes. Which way did it go? Which way did it go?
Elmer Fudd.
Yeah. It'd be wabbit season.
I mean, the only
Jeff
thing...
just came in and... I'm not sure what that was all about, but it was interesting.
The only thing I didn't have yesterday was white bait. We didn't find any white bait yesterday, so I didn't know if that might have worked or not.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, the moral of the story is, if you want to see Carl cry, put a school redfish in front of him.
Not let him catch one.
I mean, I can tell you what my buddy was using. My buddy was using cut pinfish yesterday, and he was catching them.
I gotta tell you, when, you know...
What size was his leader, or what color was his hook?
Oh, he uses the same stuff, pink rockport.
You sure it was a pink rockport?
Yep.
Positive. You asked him?
I was looking at him.
You sure it was?
He was looking at him.
He was only a couple of boat lengths away.
So, did you want to join us, Jeff? I can turn that mic on.
Let me go lock your truck up and put your windows up.
It's, they're out there.
Are they? okay. Anyway, I guess Jeff's on a mission, so.
I guess my windows are done.
Yeah. All right. Well, anything else we want to go over today?
Come on.
Okay. Well, you can just.
Water temperature is starting to rise a little bit.
Yeah.
It hit 81 degrees here yesterday.
The water temperature?
No. The air temperature hit 81. The water temperature is rising up, though, significantly. Just in Tampa, between Saturday night and last night, I was talking to the shrimper this morning. They had 52 degrees.
Right.
On Saturday night. Last night, they had 56. Where they were in the same spots where they were shrimping. So just in the 2 day or 1 day time span, it came up 4 degrees, which is pretty darn impressive.
Yeah. That's almost like takes like a volcano to do. I mean,
yeah.
that's really weird.
Yeah. You know, and it's supposed to be, I mean, this extended forecast, obviously weathermen are real questionable sometimes, but these next 2 weeks, 10 days are supposed to be pretty impressive, you know, weather-wise.
Right. Out in the Gulf, we've St. Petersburg is 63.7 degrees, Naples is 63.5, and Key West is 68.7. And if you go all the way up to, like, Pensacola, it's down to 55.
Wow.
So, but Naples at 63, St. Pete at 63, you figure we're about 63 degrees in the Gulf right now.
Right.
I mean, north and south of us, so.
Yeah.
I know offshore fishing did you good yesterday, too. My dad went out offshore yesterday. He did good on a grouper and snapper.
How far out?
24 miles.
North?
Yes.
What baits? Squid and sardines?
He fishes all, when he goes out, he fishes all Spanish sardines. He don't try to catch snapper. He just likes big stuff.
Gotcha.
But bottom fishing, he was in almost 100 feet of water, just right around 100 feet of water. Using a whole Spanish sardine on the bottom, and they caught a lot of fish. A lot of good fish yesterday.
Well, that's cool.
They're fishing all flat Swiss cheese bottom. Not much structure, but I mean, they were just making drifts, find out where the fish were holding up. They'd drop their anchor ball, come back up on anchor ball and anchor up, and then they'd sit there and just pull fish up.
Man, it's actually sounds like a pretty good day to me.
Sounds like a good day.
When Carl describes it, it sounds
day. Yeah, it was a lot better. I wish I was out there, actually.
Carl describes it, it sounds like his dad was getting beat with a cane, but you know. For the rest of us, that actually sounded pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
We got to make sure we do shows with Carl in the later part of the day.
Yeah, we're going
to
see.
No, that depends on his day. There's days at 5 o'clock in the afternoon where he still sounds like this.
Okay.
Well, we're going to find out if they want to bite today.
On your way out?
Yep. I got a charter here in a little bit. Okay. I'm hoping Landon C. has a trolling motor.
Mm-hmm.
So I delayed my day a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we'll let you get back to your day. Anyway, this is Frank here, Fishing Frank. Got Robert in the chair across from me. We have our guest star today, the lovely, the magnificent Captain Carl.
Enthusiastic.
The enthusiastic. I mean, look at that. Yes, Carl, we just love you. The crowd loves you. All right, that's for Captain Carl. Anyway, we're going to wrap up this radio fishing here. We're actually working on the written fishing report, Robert, me, and Carl, and that. So we're going to be putting that up here in a few minutes. Thanks for listening, guys. We will catch you on the next radio fishing. And 251 broadcast and counting. Oh, my God.
Getting up there.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you guys on the next one. Bye-bye.